The CRI says over the years, the United States has put limits on foreign investment on the grounds of protecting national security, a concept many question that the U.S. is applying too broadly. And this year, the U.S. strengthened the functions of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, giving it broader power to restrict investment. Now let's take a look at some numbers here. Chinese investors have been the main victims of tightening restrictions on foreign investment. According to the 2015 annual report released by CFIUS in September 2017, it revealed 143 transactions that year, and of these 29 transactions, there was more than 20% involved Chinese companies. And this comes despite China's foreign capital flow inflows into the United States being less than 0.2% of the total. And in 2017, Chinese investment in the United States totaled $29 billion U.S. dollars, a decrease of 35% from the previous year, and that according to a report by New York-based Rhodium Group. And in the first 5 months of this year, mergers, acquisition and direct investment by Chinese investors in the United States totaled only $1.8 billion U.S. dollars, down a whopping 92% year-on-year. And the report says the sharp decrease is mainly due to tightening reviews of Chinese investment in the country. And on the contrary, China has continued along the path of further opening its economy to the world. In June, China lowered the number of sectors within its economy that are closed to foreign investment from 63 to 48. And in the first half of this year, 29,591 new foreign invested enterprises were established in China, and that was nearly double the number registered in the previous year.